Daily Grind 5, it's Monday. Good morning, Monday.
July 30th, I am K-Dub.
KB.
And here we are, Monday morning, a new edition of the Daily Grind. What are we talking about today?
You had something about pointing that Death Star.
So, I feel like more so than ever, we're building a Death Star from the ground up. And what I mean by that...
What are you talking about?
Well, here's what I mean.
Planet destroyer?
Not a planet destroyer, but more like a helping a business or a brand go to the next level and explode. And what I mean by that is taking what we've done with Coffee with Kyle's together with video, audio, text, everything, and just like and pictures, and putting all that into a vehicle that we can point, click, and shoot at any brand, any business, or whatever. And create
at any audience.
At any audience. And create an experience that is just every 30, 60, 90 seconds full of chills.
Right, because at the end of the day, it's all about that experience. That experience is the only thing that really matters, is how you make people feel. Maya Angelou said it best. People will remember how you made them feel. So any content that is created needs to keep in mind the consumer experience. That's what it's all about.
That's right. And you know, a lot of the hot buttons right now in marketing and media is storytelling and branding and all these things, but I wanted to go actually high level for once and go to the clouds and look at that and go, how do you ever have a story? Like, how is a story ever told? It comes from an experience first. So,
well, no, actually, wait, is that true? That's about right. But a story, like, there's like a story mm-hmm. within an overall experience.
That's exactly right. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
We're so, A to Z, not C, D, E.
So there's many, many stories, right, that can take place for an individual, throughout an individual's life, for a brand, throughout a brand's life. But what is the overarching experience that people feel when they think of Coca-Cola? You just get warm and bubbly inside, like literally, because of, I don't know.
So I think what you're saying is this right here. So how I can kind of make this my own version of what you just said is Red Bull does a great job of helping people experience their brand and their business. Shaun White is a story of Red Bull, right? Like how Shaun White is a part of the Red Bull brand, that's a story of the Red Bull experience.
Okay, yeah.
So I guess now more than ever is, let's take Patagonia or North Face, France, just for shits and giggles. People are wearing that and doing extreme experiential stuff all day, every day, and probably capturing video. So Patagonia and North Face probably has brand ambassadors experiencing their brand and their business that they could tap into.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. So what are we actually doing about this? So today, the key word for me today is all about speed. Speed, because we have been doing this coffee show for 47-something episodes now. We're back on track this week. We have to make the episode for this week still. It's not made yet. So that's what we're about to do today. Get that knocked out to go out on Thursday. And we messed around with something early this morning at 5 a.m. Shout out to Anna Sabino.
Yeah.
Her episode will go live probably actually very soon.
Because
what did we do this morning? We were editing while we were recording. Yes. That's correct.
So
post-production, wait. During production.
So you're telling me, Kyle, KB, that there's something out there, a tool out there, if you will, where you can quite literally be a video DJ and do
post-production
while in production?
We were video DJing this morning at 5 a.m. The 5 a.m. challenge, more Willie. Shout out to Willie.
Yeah, dude.
Hashtag 5 a.m. challenge.
Insert brain aneurysm explosions. Throughout right now,
because
is that happening really very much right now?
No one. I don't. I mean, not that I know of. I'm sure. I mean, people are doing it, right? But to my knowledge, what we did this morning is a like. there's a, like, what do they say? Like 1% of people are creating content. How many of those 1% are creating video content? Cool. Now, how many of those people that are creating video content are editing while they're shooting?
So are we onto something, would you say?
Yes, because that's the most painful part for any, ask any creator. What is the most painful part? Oh, the editing afterwards.
Post-production.
Well, what if I could? What if I told you that you could just edit during?
Whether it's live, whether it does not matter. That's the coolest piece.
Yeah, live, live recording. I mean, obviously, that's how you do it. You do a live recording.
But you are you wanting to stream live?
You don't have to stream it. Exactly.
You don't have to, but you can. Like, it's a point-and-click system.
So, yeah. So, that's what I'm most fired about today. You guys will see, hear and see this in real life probably very soon.
Yeah, we're not going to build it up. We're just going to send it out.
But hey, we're at the 6-minute mark here, so this is kind of going on.
So making ship art, folks. Speed.
Making ship art. We'll see you guys tomorrow.